Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After a break, the patronage, hiring, corruption trial of the former head of the state probation department, John O'Brien, is back underway in federal court in Boston with questions about how one particular state probation officer got the job. In testimony yesterday, a retired judge said the officer had just one qualification. She was the girlfriend of a current state senator. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
The prosecution is rolling out one probation hire after another to build their case that the process at the Department of Probation was rigged. Yesterday, the focus turned to Kelly Manchester, a job candidate at the Bristol County Probate and Family Court. She was interviewed in February 2008. One of the three members of the interview panel was the presiding judge, Elizabeth O'Neill Lestady. She testified that Manchester was not qualified. Of 16 candidates, Lestady said, she didn't even give the candidate a rank. That, the judge later acknowledged, would suggest she had ranked Manchester at the bottom, or 16th. The two other interviewers on the panel, both members of the probation department, gave Manchester a rank of 5, however. That meant 5th best, and even though others had better scores, Manchester was hired for the job. Before the job interview began, Judge Lestady testified, she said she was told that the 21-year-old Manchester was the girlfriend of State Senator Mark Montigny of New Bedford Fairhaven. She was very pleasant and personable, the judge conceded, but, quote, she had no experience in the work we did, unquote. And in a dry line that carried powder, Lestady said Manchester's relationship with Senator Montigny appeared to be her only qualification for the position. Called next to the stand was a second member of the panel who interviewed Kelly Manchester. James Casey was the chief probation officer of the court. He called Manchester only an average candidate. But before testimony ended for the day, Casey said he was told by a regional supervisor who also sat on the panel that there was an interest in Manchester from the Office of Commissioner. And what did that mean, asked the prosecutor. Answer, I suppose to give a little extra consideration. Is this an example of simple patronage, as the defense claims, or is it the sign of a criminal scheme? That will be the battleground as the trial continues. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.